played by the Iowa Bandmasters Band, is another great American march. It is called Men of Ohio, and it will be conducted by the composer himself. I'm very happy indeed to present to you now, as our honored guest conductor, one of America's great composers of band music and nationally known bandsman, Mr. Henry Fillmore. Mr. Fillmore.
It's good to be back in Iowa. I was here 30 years ago exactly when I was director of the Cincinnati Shrine Band, and we came here for the national conclave. I want to thank Carl for writing that fine march and dedicating it to me. I'm to write one for him, but I can't write one that good. That is, I haven't thought it could for so long, but I hope to do it someday and return the compliment. Now, I'm on the program to conduct a march of mine that was dedicated to a man when he was a young man. He was a cornet player in the state of Ohio, and he got to be the band leader in the small town and a newspaper editor and publisher and finally in the political field. And when he was a U.S. senator from Ohio, he'd come back to Columbus to the Shrine Ceremonial and play cornet with the band. And it was my pleasure, privilege, etc., to guest conduct that band many times. And he was one of the first to come right out and shake hands, Henry Fine, and, you know, the usual thing that the politicians hand out. Well, later on, this young cornet player had developed into quite a politician, and he became president of the United States. And so I asked him if I could write his official march. And he said, Henry, there's nobody in the world I'd rather have write it than you. So the march, or the president, was Warren G. Harding, and the march, Men of Ohio. And here it is. The past 50